And before, and again, this is the part right here where I'm really going to go off, so bear with me. Doug Peterson, ladies and gentlemen, after winning a Super Bowl in 2018, which I love him for it, there's a statue of him outside the stadium. But he goes and writes a book titled Fearless. Think about that for a moment. Fearless is the title of the book that Doug Peterson wrote after the Super Bowl. He was given tons of credit for the Philly special play call and other various situations. Everybody always says that Doug goes for it all the time. Doug is never afraid of the moment. Doug is he's aggressive. He does anything it takes to win, whether it's the right decision in the moment or not. Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday the Philadelphia Eagles had a chance to win the ball game, kicking a field goal, 59-yarder, towards the end. About, I think there was less than 20 seconds left of the fourth quarter. And a bad false start penalty occurs, which I can't really blame Doug Peterson for that. It's just, I don't remember who the penalty was on specifically, but that's inexcusable. You can't have a 5-yard penalty when you're already in barely making it territory at 59 yards. Jake's longest kick was that 61-yarder against the New York Giants a few years back. I don't think he's making that anymore. So 59 is probably about the cusp of his range. So a 5-yard penalty, that makes it a 64-yard field goal. Very unlikely that Jake makes it. And I guess he doesn't want to risk, a kick six Auburn, Alabama type situation. But it's, I believe, 4th-and-11, 4th-and-12 in this scenario. You're still on the other side of the 50-yard line. There's less than 20 seconds left in the game. And Doug Peterson, ball game's tied, ladies and gentlemen. This is overtime. Doug Peterson concedes the game. He elects to punt the football, pin the Cincinnati Bengals deep, and just give up. That's what the guy who wrote the book Fearless did. He conceded to the Cincinnati Bengals in a Week 3 regular season football game. He conceded. He punted the football. And I get it. That's probably a situation where Doug doesn't win. If Doug decides to go for it, I'm sure we're all screaming, Doug, what the hell are you doing? If Doug attempts to kick the field goal, I'm sure if Jake misses it, Doug, why would you try that? You know that's out of his range. So I get that's probably a situation where he can't win with most fans. But you can't write a book called Fearless and show fear to the Cincinnati Bengals. You can't do it. It's completely uncharacteristic. It doesn't make any sense. I was very disappointed with that decision. It felt like a dagger in the stomach because, I mean, no one likes a tie. Again, it almost feels worse than a loss at this point. It was a joke to me, honestly. His play calling down the stretch, his play calling in general has not been good. I don't know what the play calling was. Wentz made that beautiful throw to Zach Ertz over the shoulder, right into range, and I thought, okay, we're going to win this football game. There's still about a minute and a half left, I believe, up to this point. And then these extremely conservative run plays are called where we pretty much gain no yardage, and then we're stuck with a 59-yarder and then the false start, then the punt. Like, it was just such poor coaching. I mean, again, this guy wrote a book called Fearless, and I'm not lobbying for Doug Peterson to be fired because I think that's not fair to him. But don't write a book called Fearless and show fear to the Cincinnati Bengals. Just don't do it.